Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
You ask? Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. I'm done yelling about things I don't understand, but I still think I'm right.
Not trying to be a chotch.
Didn't want to be a chotch there.
I mean,
sorry for being chotchy. Yeah. I didn't mean to be too chotchy on you right there.
Bro, I really don't care.
We don't care about it, Texas. We're going to smoke your ass anyways. Lots to get to in the final hour of the show.
Mail Sack.
An in-depth breakdown from Blue Line Brandon of Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final is right around the corner, but it is my favorite 30 minutes of radio,
and it is
Mail Sack time, brought to you, as always, by our wonderful friends at Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Again, SpartaTRT.com. You gentlemen ready?
I'm ready.
Are you prepared?
Yes.
Do you want to answer the afternoon question or the night question first? Who hosting the regional? Who has the ability to do that? Let's start. Mail Sack question.
It's the weather.
We are going on our annual Golf Guys trip. Oh, I love going right into Golf Guy trips right out of the gate. This weekend, Friday through Sunday. This year, we're going to Black Butte. Black Butte's wonderful. Playing 27 holes Friday, 36 Saturday, and 18 on Sunday.
What a weekend.
Get her done.
Do you need an extra body? Any advice on how to actually not be worthless on Sunday's round? Last year, I was good until Sunday. And then the body and mind gave up on me.
Well, how much booze are you consuming?
That's
is
it.
The first
you have to watch
there.
The booze intake.
I would also follow up. I'm trying to think. I've played the courses at Black Butte. I believe we might have walked one of them. That's the other game changer.
You can
here. Like,
walk,
are you walking the rounds or are you riding?
What's the one up, the older one, Big Meadow?
Glaze
Meadow's in the back, the one
yes.
that's been redone. That one you need a cart. There's a
that's
lot more
right.
elevation up and down.
It's been a couple years since I've been out there.
But Big Meadow's the one towards the front
right.
of the resort. You can walk that one.
Yes.
That's a little flatter.
I would say making sure you're splitting up, like, because I could golf forever if I'm riding a cart. Like, your hands will eventually get sore, your body will get sore. It's the walking component to it if you're going up and down for 30. Like, anybody who's been to Bandon after 2 days of playing 36, you're like, dude,
yeah.
my dogs are barking. And I don't know if I have it in me anymore. So
yeah.
as long as you're taking a cart and don't get blackout drunk the first night you're there.
No. Pace.
Go to bed.
Enjoy a cocktail or a glass of wine
yes.
or two with dinner, have food, but if you're knocking them back,
reasonable time bedtime,
you're gonna be toast by Sunday.
God, golf trips, man. Cleaning your clubs, getting all ready to go.
Never been to Black Butte, so
Black Butte's worth it.
Sadly, cannot contribute to this conversation much.
Black Butte is a solid. It's an under the radar Central Oregon.
I don't think it's under the radar.
Yeah, I mean, under radar might not be fair, but I think when people think of golf trips, they're like, oh, Sun River, you know, the Greater Bend area.
It's harder to get into Black Butte, isn't it?
It's more of a private community. Yeah. I think you can still rent places, but it's like gated. You got to know.
It's gated. Now you can go in and play the courses. They are open to the public.
Okay. I thought it was a gated community thing.
It is gated. You go in and you check in at the little kiosk, the lodge thing and say, hey, we're here to play the courses.
It's
Glaze
fun,
Meadows
yeah.
in the back. So you the Big Meadows right in front. You can just go in and play that one.
I want to this summer. I was telling one of my buddies, I was like, I kind of want to have a day where we wake up at 4 and we drive over and we get 36 in two different courses in that area.
Yeah, now
I've played there since. I don't think I've played there since your bachelor party.
It's been that long,
Yeah, because every time we've gone to Bend, it's just been...
You're not playing. Yeah, you're going with the kids and the family
The wife
trip.
And the kids aren't doing it. And then Sun River, I've only been to Sun River once.
There are some... There's some golf condos. Like, if you're not getting a bunch of dudes and renting a big house, there are some golf condos that are kind of near the front that's just a one or two bedroom that you can get relatively inexpensively.
Yeah, see, it'd be like a turn and burn. It'd be just a grind
it out. Just grind
it
quick
out.
Day trip.
36 holes, and we're driving.
Well, now's the
back
time,
tired.
The next few months. There's actually semi-daylight when we arrive here.
That is true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Got a little more time in the day.
Over the next few weeks.
There's no snow on the pass.
No snow on the pass.
Should be melted by now.
It's a dry drive.
Last time I was in Black Butte, I randomly found myself at a Cougar's house at like 4 in the morning with some buddies hammered and throwing up everywhere.
What was their name?
I don't remember. It's one of the most random nights.
Why were you at a Cougar's house?
Dude, it is one of the most random stories. I'm not going to tell the story on air. I didn't do anything wrong,
you
I promise.
You just started the story
I
on
I think
the
you
air.
Need to share with the class
I
now.
Think you need to, I think
okay,
you need to
I won't
the
say
air.
Any names. I won't Mail say any names.
Mail sack!
So here's
What's
what
the
happened.
Craziest time you ever had at Black Butte?
This is the most random story ever. So we were playing with buddies. We were on a guy's trip in Black Butte. This is years ago. And a friend of mine who was with a gal at the time, they are no longer together. His girlfriend's mom was in town on a girls' trip with like 6-7 friends. We had just played like 72 holes of golf, boozed the entire, like, you just picture where we're at, right, son? It's just been a long day. We were going to pick something up. She brought something because she knew we were there and he forgot something. I don't remember what it was. But
I know what he was picking up.
We went to go. We went to their house. We walk in, and they're like, I don't know, it's midnight or 11 p.m. They're hammered, drinking, you know, scotch and whiskey and bottles of wine. And we ended up, like, at this place for, like, 4 hours. Dude, yeah, there's videos on my phone. It's a whole thing. Millsack question for Dirt. Is there any sporting event Cash Daddy got after it? I'll just say that.
Videos?
There's videos on there.
Are we talking about shit, Cougar?
Stifler's mom stuff?
Cash and Spencer know what I'm talking about. Mail sack question for Dirt. Is there any
didn't
sporting...
Didn't I wasn't going to name
I didn't want to name the person whose girlfriend it was because they ended up breaking up. And Cash, by the way, we got there...
Because of the mom?
No. They just ended up breaking up for other reasons. That wasn't... But he walked in and my buddy said, hey, he's got big news for you. And the mom thought he was going to ask for the like proposal rights and like ask permission to propose. And she was like, oh my God, are you going to do it? And it just, everything went sideways from there. Mail sack question for Dirt. Is there any sporting event in the world you would take over the Masters to attend? No. Outside of Oregon playing in a national championship, no.
Could you go through that experience again?
I could, you know, thank you, sir. May I have another? As many times as it takes in order to get one? Yeah. That's the only one. I mean, the Ryder Cup would come close. Open Championship, like golf stuff.
I think I would take a
list,
Ryder Cup over the Masters.
Yeah, that's fair. Ryder Cups would be incredible. Depends on where
it's at. The question wasn't for you.
Yeah, it was just for me.
Specifically said for
Bitch, why don't you sit this one out?
Yeah.
Mail sack, been a lifelong Beaver fan from age 5. I'm 35 now. I went to Oregon State for a year.
Yeah.
But then transferred and got a degree from another university because they had a program OSU didn't. My support of the Beavs has never wavered. Would it be weird if I got an Oregon State license plate? The new black ones look cool.
No.
Okay, so like, let's hypothetically say, for
argument's
sake,
where's the degree from?
Western Oregon.
Then no.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
If the degree's from Oregon, then you
or
got a
Washington, Washington State, something like that.
That's a little strange.
Well, okay, so
But if you went to some either obscure school or
Division
small
Division III,
school,
a Walla Walla. You went to Walla Walla. Put the OSU
I don't gatekeep fandom. You went there and you've been a fan since you were five. I don't care.
So we had somebody in our major at Oregon State, and she was pretty out and open about it. Like, she grew up a Duck fan. But I can't remember what the reason was. She went to OSU
because of a degree she wanted.
But like,
a
legitimately,
thing,
when Oregon
I think there's
came,
a lot of
she
people
in,
from the state that are like that. Like, they grew up in the household and they were Beaver fans or Duck fans, but there was a particular program or something because they offer pretty different programs, especially if you want to specialize in
Here's
something.
Here's a controversial one. I know of a family that grew up all Duck fans. Diehards, right? They go to all the festivities. They're sporting the green and the yellow. One of the kids got accepted and went to OSU. And I saw this from afar. I didn't talk to them. And I'm like, oh, that's probably kind of weird in their house, right? They're pretty big Duck fans. Well, lo and behold, I believe that kid's still there or just graduated, shown up to Duck events now in green and yellow again. And I find, I just find that fascinating.
That's interesting. Yeah, the idea of being a fan as a kid and then going somewhere else.
But
and
I also don't know if they hate Oregon State. They might just be Duck fans,
just could be a Duck fan,
There's so many unique, different, like there's fans that hate both sides. And then there's a fan base that hates one side more than the other side hates them. And then you kind of get the mixed bag because of what Swag pointed out. The majors are very different, so it depends what you want to do. And then you get the people in the state. Like me growing up, I didn't have a rooting interest
as a kid. I didn't have a tie to Oregon or Oregon State.
I was just
from
a bandwagon
kid. But I think
kid.
You're going to get more of that now because they're not in the same conference. They're not playing each other all the time every year.
No, I don't think you will. I think it is overwhelmingly become a Duck State.
Well, yeah, winning.
Well, I'm to gauge the kids.
No, but I'm saying you
it's
might
ducks.
Get. No, I get that, but you might have Duck fans that go to Oregon State. I think you might see a lot more of that.
Oh, the cross-pollination.
I went to one school, but I'm rooting for the other, and I don't care.
I don't know about you guys. The idea we're now not even answering the guy's question. No, we did.
We did.
It's not weird. Get your license plate. You're a Beav. That's fine.
Yeah.
Unless you get your degree from Oregon, then that's a little strange. But do you, boo? The idea of growing up a fan of a school and then going to a rival school but keeping your childhood fandom over the school you went to is a weird one
That's
for me.
That's a little weird.
That's a weird one for me because I certainly, like, we all root for different teams when we're kids. But wouldn't the experience of being on campus and going
impact
to games
you.
And, like, wouldn't that sway you?
It's a unifying thing.
Because I, as a kid, I didn't have a fandom at Oregon or Oregon State. My dad would take us to Oregon games every year, but neither of them went to Oregon. My mom went to Nebraska. My dad went to Whitworth. So we didn't have a rooting interest. He just would buy Duck tickets to go as a thing to do at the end of August before school would start. When I was in middle school, I became more of a Beaver fan because I was the sports fan who liked arguing
with everybody
and everybody seemed to be a Duck fan. And so I had a phase there where I had nothing but Beaver gear. And I thought about going to Oregon State for a while, but they didn't have a good journalism program. So that's what led me to Oregon. Mm-hmm. But like the idea of keeping that over the 4-year, 5-year experience in college, that's a unique, weird one for me.
Yeah. Like if I went to UW because my cousin went there, so I kind of liked it just out of that reason. If I went to UW but still rooted for somebody else in the Pac-10.
Right. It has to be a team that you would be rooting for. Like, if your childhood team is Alabama, but you go to Oregon State, like, by all means, you can root for both. It's the idea of a rivalry and not letting the childhood fandom go over you're on
over
campus.
The experience.
You're living it.
Yeah,
you're going to get your degree from that school.
Right, right.
That's a weird one for me. Yeah. Mailsack question. What's the most important thing that books and classes don't tell you about having a newborn for the first month?
Ooh. Well, you're the most recent one
you're
to
the most
this.
Recent.
I will say this. I don't think it accurately depicts how much it sucks, so I'll tell you that. Two, there's nothing that you could read that will prepare you for certain moments. Like that first time you're changing a diaper.
Yeah, and that black tar stuff comes out.
The black tar comes out, and the wife can't get up because she's been through hell. Yeah.
Right.
It's all on you. You haven't slept. It's
exactly.
been a 10 out, like, and nothing you read will prepare you. And they're screaming their face off.
Yep.
And you're trying to get them to quiet down because you're in a small hospital room. Like,
that sleep deprivation is different from any other time you've, you know, done an all-nighter
all
or gone on some road. That is a different type of sleep deprivation than anything else you'll experience.
Well, they're not going to be able to write in the book an experience.
No, you can't.
They can tell you they go through this stage and the teething and the swaddling, like all of that stuff is already, I could write that.
Yes.
They can't tell you in a book the experience. It's just something you got to live through.
And every kid's different.
And every kid is going to go through different stages, have different, you know, elements of like what makes this kid sleep versus that kid. Or when does he go and use the toilet? When does that kid stop? You know, all that stuff. Every experience is going to be different. So you can offer advice or, hey, this is what I experienced. It doesn't mean that's what you're going to experience.
It's a lot of trial and error, and then whatever you find works.
Stick to a routine as quickly as humanly possible.
Yep.
I will say this, and you gave me great advice that I think ended up ringing true, and not for everybody, but I remember we had breakfast, or it was one of the days right before I went on paternity last time, and you said you're going to be there, honestly, more for your wife than you are for the newborn in the opening stretch of it, because like a newborn, there's just, other than not sleeping, and that's part of it, does suck. Like they're just laying there; they don't do anything. They're not going anywhere. They're not.
You're doing dishes. You're washing bottles and stuff
and like,
all
I
the
just,
time.
I never experienced the postpartum stuff and like what that looks like. And that ended up ringing very true for me. Of like the first month was far more about let's get this on the right track.
Yeah.
Than, I mean, this he's just laying there. He's fine. I mean, I pooped his diaper.
My hottest take is that newborn babies suck.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Look how adorable mine is. They all look kind of ugly. They all look the same.
I remember golfing with a buddy.
They don't do anything.
Right before Teddy came around, I was like, so what am I in for? And he was like, dude, it's like going to Vietnam. And I was like, whoa.
Takes a while before any personality develops.
What are we doing?
This got intense real quick.
Man.
Can't wait to do it again in October. Mail sack question. What is a thing you did as a child that you still do today? I still put Doritos on my sandwiches.
Smell my fingers. No, I don't do that.
You definitely still do that.
That's your booty.
Well, not over there. What the hell?
Not trying to be a chotch.
That's a bit of chotchy behavior over there, okay?
Doritos on the sandwich, that's the thing?
What helps ease the pain of a triple back door?
God, what do I still do that I did when I was a kid?
I still chew ice.
Really?
Yeah.
Chew ice?
Yeah.
Like just for fun or when you're having a drink
in
it?
I don't just go get an ice cube.
Okay.
You are psychotic. But, your hands under the ice machine.
The guy won't eat a strawberry, but he'll touch down on an ice cube.
But yeah, if I have something that has ice cubes in it and I'm done with the beverage before the ice cubes, I will still chew all the ice.
I'm trying to think of
interesting. All of the ice, huh?
A food one is...
Huh.
Yeah.
You like the feeling on your teeth? Why do you like doing it? Just habit?
Just habit.
Just do it?
My dad did it, so...
Trying to think of a good one outside of like the food thing, because like I always used to put chips on my peanut butter and jelly and get made fun of for it. And I still do that.
Yeah, the chips on the it's elite,
dude. Peanut butter and jelly with a jalapeno chip in it.
Oh, it's the best.
Is the most elite sandwich.
I guess I'd still do that from time to time when I make a sandwich. That's probably the best one.
I'm trying to think of like a behavioral thing as a kid. I still talk to myself.
Oh, dialogue never stops.
Now, am I wearing a towel on my neck, jumping off the couch, pretending that I'm Batman while doing it? Not as much anymore.
Doing a post-game press conference after the basketball game in your living room? You know, it just didn't go our way today. You know, we tried hard out there. You know, got to make the shot next time. And
have I driven from a basketball tournament and pretended that one of the parents asked me what I thought of their kid's performance, and I answered honestly, yes.
Like Lors did that after the first round of the Masters.
What could they have done better? Here's nine things.
Yeah. One,
let's start with doing one.
To what we were doing in practice. Yeah.
Why didn't they do that? Did you tell them? I told them five times on the bench.
They didn't listen.
You have to dribble when you get the ball.
I could totally see myself in years to come being the coach who's driving home from a game doing a pretend press conference in my head, wanting to say the things that I wish I could say.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we lost because Billy was at second base, and Billy can't field a ground ball to save his life.
Yeah.
But I have to play Billy in the lineup.
Four innings.
Billy's got
to
be
the Little League rules.
This is only second grade baseball, so technically he has to play.
I can't put him in right field every game.
Jerry's out there in right picking a dandelion, sitting down on the grass, and a fly ball went over his head. What do you want me to do?
I would love a crystal ball to watch myself as a child because of how many things I probably don't remember me doing.
Yes, there's probably some weird stuff that maybe you still do.
I mean, I don't, like, what? I don't really do anything weird.
You ever put your hands in your armpits and then pull them out and smell them?
I don't actually smell the hand. That was just a comment I wanted to drop a bomb in the middle of an answer of.
I think you're a hand smeller. I think we learned that in this segment. Test it out. See how it smells. Who was the manager? Who was the German soccer coach that did that? Then you put his finger in his butt and then sniff it on the sideline?
So did Dante Jones.
Yeah, he did.
He was caught on a hotel cam itching his butt, smelling it, and then going in the elevator.
Whomst amongst us. Millsack question, free coffee or free beer?
I don't put my hand in my butt.
You're out there in public. You just want to check it out. Do a little.
That's disgusting.
Joachim Lowe.
Yeah.
The German.
Dude, he got caught really bad.
Quick little oil check.
What
are we looking like?
What were you doing during the match doing that for?
What is the stench? What is it? What does it smell like? Do I need a shower? Do I need to change my underwear?
Yes. That's something I feel like genuinely you can just feel. You don't need to go through the experience of it. Something's a little off. We're going to jump in the shower and call that good.
Give yourself
a dipstick. He was caught doing it like during World Cup.
Yeah, it was like during
like
a World Cup.
Years ago, yes.
And he like, it. He dug.
Yes. He dug.
Oh, and then it was right like
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody likes their own brand. All right, more mail sack. Sparta TRT mail sack continues, and then we'll get Blue Line Brandon's preview of the Stanley Cup Final. Back after this on The Fan.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Look, one segment of Sparta TRT mail sack is not enough.
Mail sack.
Mail sack.
Let's go.
We got a little bit more in the bag here. And as always, it's brought to you by Sparta TRT, SpartaTRT.com. The rest of the bag reads as follows. Gentlemen, mail sack question, free coffee or free beer for life?
Oh, coffee. It's not even a contest.
Coffee. Yeah.
I think coffee's, like, if you break it down, probably more expensive, depending on how.
Can I count energy drinks in here, or is it just coffee?
You think coffee's more expensive than beer?
Yeah, I disagree with you there. Depends on what coffee you're drinking.
What coffee do you? You get a black coffee. What is that, $3-$4?
Yeah, if you just get like a.
Buying
beans. Where are you getting a $4 beer?
Huh? If you buy beer at. I'm talking about, like, going to the grocery store, not out at concessions or anything. Like.
Oh, I took that as going out and getting it free something.
I'm
I mean, there's
home.
Some coffees that are expensive. I don't drink a lot of either at home. I don't have a lot of coffee on and when I'm. I just don't coffee in my stomach. Don't get along very well. I also don't drink a lot of beer anymore.
Oh,
but I drink very little beer.
Yeah, if I were going to choose, I honestly would probably go beer for the exact reason you just listed. Of like the 3 times a year I go to an event and I want to have 4 or 5 pops because I'm a social alcoholic.
Okay,
that to me is more. I would get more out of that than a free, like, my cake
on
a day. Like, dude, I buy a box
day.
At Costco. It's not a big deal.
I drink coffee every day.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think the thing I get out of it, like, if you were to go to a ball game, right, that's a pretty perfect place for a beer.
Yeah.
How do you not have a beer at a ball game?
I'm not telling you it beats it. I'm not. A beer and a dog is about as perfect as life can get on a 70-degree, slight breezy day, okay? But I also know I'm probably going to fall asleep by that seventh inning, so I might just say, I'm going to bypass that, have a Diet Coke with my hot dog later, let's get a coffee. So I got the energy going in, and the Diet Coke will lift me up at the end there.
They're both very expensive to buy, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, I think I would go beer.
You just go Diet Coke.
If you gave me the ability to do an energy drink instead of coffee, I would take the energy drink in a heartbeat. Because that bill racks up every week of how many you're buying. But if it's just coffee, if you told me I couldn't drink coffee, I could find a way to survive. There's other forms of caffeine.
My wife's cousin is an HVAC guy, and he lives in Seattle, and he posts videos of himself. He goes on a job sites, and he drinks 3 Red Bulls a day. And he cracks the Red Bull. He shotguns them.
Oh,
he tips them sideways.
Expired.
Cracks it open, and then he cracks it. And it's gone in less than 10 seconds.
What's that rush feel like?
That's what I asked him. Yeah. I said, what was that like? And he's like, it's pretty quick. It goes away, though. Because he also lives on no sleep.
No,
we used to beer bong Four Locos in college. The illegal kind.
Dude, yeah, they banned
the caffeinated kind before kids started dying.
Well,
no, the places we get coffee beans, it's anywhere from $18 to $25 a pound.
Mm. Where do you get your beans? You
got a couple place? Different places. Longbottom out in Hillsboro Sisters. There's a Sisters Coffee.
Longbottoms.
That's a good one. Mail sack question. Semi-local baseball player got called up by the Rangers yesterday. Hey. Robbie Ahlstrom.
Okay.
Assuming I'm saying the name right. Played 1 year at Chemeketa Community College. Then played college baseball at Blue Blood U of O. I remember it vividly now that you mentioned that. Vivid watcher of the 2019-2021 Oregon baseball teams.
Chemeketa? Did you say Chemeketa?
Yeah, what did I say?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Chemeketa?
Is that not what it is?
Isn't it Chemeketa?
I thought it was Chemeketa.
I thought it was Chemeketa.
I thought it was a Chemeketa. Everybody I've always talked to always said Chemeketa.
You just made me feel really dumb right there, and I don't know if I
maybe
should
be. I'm the idiot here.
Is it sh or ch?
I don't know.
Let us know.
That's one I've always called it Chemeketa.
Usually you're pretty proudly saying what you know,
but
even
no,
if you don't
one,
know it.
That one I
503-864-6326.
Chemeketa.
Chemeketa or Chemeketa? Yeah.
Everybody I've ever...
Is it a hard ch?
Because I know people that like went there,
or
played basketball there, and they're like, Chemeketa.
Are we shushing?
Are you by Chemeketa? I've never heard the Chemeketa.
What's one player you played with or against that made it to the league in any major sport?
Played with Doug Nussmeier, basketball, growing up at Lake Ridge.
There you go.
I'm trying to think of Mount Hood Conference legends in my time.
I only got two.
We had college players. But
I think any day,
have...
I think any era, it doesn't have to just be high school that you played against or with. Could be any age. Like, I played against Kevin Love when I was a kid.
Kevin Love was at, he was beginning his journey at the end of mine.
There's we a played box against score with me and Damon Stoudemire in the same
That's
box
a cool
score.
One. Played against Ndamukong Suh in high school.
Still your weirdest claim to fame. I'm in a box score, Damon Stoudemire.
Locked him up.
Yeah, you were in the PIL, so in our era, you had a sweet spot of some pretty big-named players.
Although, to be fair against Ndamukong Suh, I was a sophomore when he was a senior, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I was on the team. I was on the sideline. He played. So technically, I guess. So the best one that I actually played against would have been Kevin Love. And I love telling my nieces and nephew the story because they're getting into basketball and they think it's cool of like, wow, he grew up in the area and he
Watching
made it all the way to the
play
NBA.
Kevin Love would be...
I mean,
he was.
We had a very good. I sucked at basketball, but I was on a very good team.
Yeah.
I was coming off the bench, one of those guys, you know, sharpshooter, Greg Anthony, if you will. And he played in our league, he played on a Northeast Portland youth basketball team.
Well, remember famously, his dad used to drop him off in Northeast Portland and leave him for days.
If you would want to guess the number of white kids on his team, your guess is correct.
One.
He was the only one. And he killed us.
And how did he make that team? He was like 6'8".
He was the biggest kid on the floor and dominated every game that he played in.
Yeah, my era didn't have a lot. Like, he was the only... Well, yeah, because I think he was the only one.
What about Eddie? Who's the pitcher?
Oh, Eddie Coons.
Yeah, ever make the big leagues?
Yeah, he did. He was the
42nd
overall pick.
That's right.
So but played go. Against, I didn't...
Did you play with him?
Yeah.
So you played with him, you got
Park
one.
Park Rose, yeah.
He gave Nussmeier, he played with Nussmeier.
Yeah, okay, all right. If we're doing with us, then yeah.
That I played with?
Kevin Gunderson as well, I played against. He was in Atlanta Brave, our friend.
Yeah, friend of the program.
Yeah. They were both very intimidated to go against as a kid.
I don't know if there's anybody I played with that made it. We had kids from our high school like play on college football teams like Oregon and stuff. But I don't know if anybody ever made it to the NFL.
Yeah, Mount Hood wasn't like loaded with basketball.
See,
football
I'm trying to
talent,
think who right? else was in our league. Ian Shields was at Oregon City. He went on to pitch for Oregon State, and I think he made the big leagues.
How about that? Mm.
He was their stud. He was their point guard, their starting quarterback, and their number
Everything,
one pitcher
yeah.
on the baseball team at Oregon City.
God, it's a good life. You can live it.
Yeah.
Millsack, more for Sprague and Swag. How did you explain debt to your kids when they were younger? Looking well, forward to that day coming.
We kind of got forced into it on my end.
What was the first one you had to explain?
So my daughter was, I want to say she was 5 or 6. I don't know if she had heard the term death before, but I don't really remember explaining much other than it, you something real quick, right, where they don't really hang on to it. The first experience of it was our cousin got her a hamster for Christmas.
Oh, no.
And literally, oh, we no. named it Little Rudolph.
Oh, Little Rudolph.
And,
oh, no.
And literally 2 days after oh, no. we got
Expired.
Little Rudolph, Little Rudolph died in the cage. And we had it weirdly in the laundry room. And so then it was like a devastating.
Little Rudolph only lasted a day.
It was like a 2 day. Yeah.
What happened? Did we get
well,
an autopsy?
You don't know how the hamsters are at the store.
That's true.
And they only
yeah.
have like a 2 to 3 year lifespan. So if that
they only live 2 to 3 years, that's short.
Yeah,
huh?
Hamsters don't live very long.
That's a rough life, right there.
So we little Rudolph when she was like 6, we had to explain to her what happened to little Rudolph, and little Rudolph went to hamster heaven. And it really, like, I don't really find that a very yeah. hard thing to explain.
Mm.
You don't have to get
into
your...
The kid's not going
to
understand no. it either yeah. way. No matter yeah. how you explain it, they're not going
to
comprehend.
You don't
got to
get into
saying.
Your personal beliefs of it. You right. can spin it to make it sound nice, but you got to let them know it's a natural order of things. And
yeah, we all...
grief is okay. And, you know, that's where you go from that. And then we had Olaf, RIP to the beta fish Olaf, and then you know we lost Juno, and
you've had a number of them over
sadly,
the years.
Sadly, Cool J just died a couple years ago.
Yeah,
we've gone
cool
through
J.
some experiences.
I don't think I had to do it because his Paxton's mom, they always had pets, dogs, cats, whatever. So I think the first time was one of their pets that they either
sure.
lost or had to put down or whatever. So I don't remember. I don't have to have the first conversation with them about it.
I don't find that to be the harder conversation.
No.
What's sex?
Yeah, sex would be much harder. Because then your kids are, like, they're more understanding. Like, if something happens young, like, if you go through a sheltered life and nobody dies for however many years, that's different. But everybody's going to have somebody that passes away or some death you're going to have to explain to a kid. Sex is tough.
Well, yeah, because it's they're going to, if you don't have a sit down.
Yeah. Let's talk about
they're
the
They're
going
to learn about it, yeah. and they're going to be like, wait a minute. You guys do that? And you're yeah. like, all the time. All the time.
No matter how much you shake and how much you dance, the last drop always winds up in your pants.
Love you, Russ.
Not a drop I want.
Love you, Russ.
Pants.
Love you, Russ. Yeah,
my oldest is going yeah. through this. She's basically like, oh, you guys. And I'm like,
yeah.
Naked.
You are.
I
the
make
dad
her
that would make
uncomfortable
it worse.
About it.
Yeah, you make it worse
yeah,
on him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to be Jim's dad from American Pie. Buy a couple of Noonie mags. Now sit down. Let's take a look
it's
at this
a
one,
coral
son.
Coral plant.
this one's. What is it? Shaved. Which one?
Shaved. Yeah.
This one's called Shaved, and
more
as you can
exotic.
See here, look, she's giving you that eye, buddy. Hey, say well, hey, Jim.
Did
hey,
you ever have
boy.
A talk?
Hey, big boy.
Did you guys have talks with a parent?
I remember a vague talk. It wasn't a long sit down, but I remember a conversation about, you know, sometime around the end or middle of middle school.
I feel like between you and your brother, you're definitely the one that they're like, we have to talk to him. Like, he's got to know.
This guy's humping his pillow every night, dude. What's he doing in there?
Speaking of things you still do as an adult.
2 inches is a lot, buddy.
How do you take that pillow when you go sleep on the couch? Don't worry about
Don't
it.
Don't worry about it.
I had band camp.
It's so deep. It's so long.
She's not complaining about it.
No, she's not.
I didn't have a talk. My mom tried. Dude, you want uncomfortable? So I'm in eighth grade. I'm well versed in knowing what's a lot of that, right? My mom decides it's a good idea. Let's have my uncle give me the talk.
Yes, you got to get a man around to explain.
I don't know if there could have been a more uncomfortable, worse person to choose in my life.
Mm.
It started with a... sitting down, hand on the shoulder.
What are you into?
Hey, buddy. Do you like honey? What?
Do you like Honey? Was the opening salvo? Honey was the opening salvo?
It was the first line. And I remember being like, I felt so uncomfortable because one, he never sat next to me like that.
That's where we're going right out of the
gate.
And
two, it started with, do you like honey? And I went, like on toast?
Get the fuck out of here.
And he starts running through the lawn. He goes, do you know what boobs are?
Have you ever heard of a boob?
I mean, the worst idea of any of those conversations you can imagine. This guy, and then he's like, and then you put your mouth, and I'm like, okay. You can stop now.
All right.
And I go, dude, I remember I turned to him and I went, I watch porn on our computer.
I get the gist of it.
Oh, and I go, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave now. And I got up and I left. And my mom asked
me. I'm going to see if I can remember that one for Teddy. Hey, buddy,
you like honey?
Do you like honey?
And what? She asked me a month later, did your Uncle Ricky talk to you? And I was like, he tried to talk to me. Why did you tell him to do that?
I'm already watching poor mom.
Well, Brandon, I thought it'd be nice for a man to give you that chat. And I'm like, well, the internet was dad. And he taught me all I need to try to know.
Last one, mail sack. When peeing in a stall in public, do you close the door or leave it open? I've been not giving a bleep and leaving it open recently. No different than peeing in a urinal. You're actually more covered in a stall.
Oh, if the door stays open, I don't care. If it closes naturally, it closes naturally. I don't think about that.
You won't touch the door. Like, you just open it and go pee. If it closes, it closes. You don't turn around and lock the door.
No. To go pee?
No.
Why would I do that? You'd see me standing if you thought the urinal was empty or the stall was empty.
Agree. I don't do it.
I close it most times.
Do you?
Unless it's like won't stay closed or is sticking or something.
Yeah. You actively close the door?
Yeah, usually.
Oh, yeah. I just open it and go.
Depends on the crowd, too, the place you're at.
But I'm one. But if I'm in my house by myself, I'll still close the door and turn the fan on.
Really?
Yeah.
To take a leak?
Yeah.
What?
You turn the fan on?
Yeah.
Why do you turn the fan on? Do you fart a lot?
That's a habit.
You push the farts out while you pee?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And you don't want her to hear it?
Hey, babe, do me a favor.
I just don't want anybody to hear, like, the noise that when you're peeing, everybody knows what you're doing.
Really?
So, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. The more you know, the more you learn. You don't fart in front of your wife. You close the door when you pee at home.
Yeah.
Unique.
Well,
maybe I'm the weird one. The door stays open all the time, and I let them rip constantly.
And you have a love pillow.
And shout, offense, hey.
You turn the fan on to pee.
Mail sack brought to you by Sparta TRT.
That's throwing me off.
Whether you're hitting the gym, I don't know how to react to that.
I think you're taking a quick dump every time you did that.
You close it. If you close the door and turn the fan on in my house, you're pooping.
Yeah.
Like you're taking a dump.
Same.
If you come out 30 seconds later, I got a lot of questions. That was quick.
We're all different.
Mail sack brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. We'll wrap it up with Blue Line Brandon's thoughts on the Stanley Cup Final, which begins tonight next on The Fan.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, should we take a gander at the neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day? They bring you the fan poll question on X every day and dinner tonight at one of their five locations, Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Ooh. Hawaiian. In Lorehurst Market Steakhouse.
By the way,
somebody who's hungry at the end of the show, that's a dangerous read to do.
I just for the first time ate at Sandy O's Sandy
I've never been to Sandy O's before.
I went there Friday.
Yeah, good spot.
God.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
We're big P1s at Reverend's. That's right there in the neighborhood. 808 as well. I can't sit here and act like
I didn't know what Sandy O's was, though. Like, I knew it was a restaurant. I just didn't know what they served. And, God, the sandwich was amazing.
And we hammered out our last contract extension at Lorehurst Market Steakhouse.
We did. Yeah,
that's where we hammered out our last deal.
Synergy.
We were there. By the way, before I get to those,
yeah,
people are now asking if Swag P is sitting down.
I do not. No, I do not.
There's no judgment if you
I
do.
I will acknowledge there are times at night where I pee sitting down because you get like this. You're half awake. You don't want to stand. I want to like
you
stay.
You don't want to miss.
I don't want to miss. I don't want the sound. I don't want to wake my wife up with the sound of the pee hitting the water.
See, that's why I turn the fan on.
And then you're aiming for the side of the toilet. But at 3 a.m. when you're aiming for the for the wall.
You got like one eye squinting open.
Yes, you're not paying. Yeah. So there are times I go into the bathroom. Oh, trust me, I'll go into the bathroom and pee sitting down in the middle of the night. I have no problem acknowledging that. And then you get
still sleeping.
Then you get the one final push, and it shoots it. Then you're like, then you hit the wall. And it's like, damn it, I gotta clean that.
Did somebody introduce you to the fan to pee, or like, do you remember when you started
I think
that?
My family just did that. That was just a thing.
If that's the way you grew up. That's the way you're gonna
do
it.
It was a relatively small house, so you know,
you want your privacy.
I assume that if that happens, you either go on the other one or you're a massive farter while you pee. You don't want people hearing that. Which, you know, to each their own. No big deal.
A lot of people, by the way, chiming in, and this sums it up perfectly. We had like four texts in a row. Two of them said Chemeketa for sure. Two of them said it's Chemeketa, you idiots.
Well, exactly.
So here's a funny one. So somebody tweeted us one of our P1s and said, Chemeketa is like chocolate. At least it was when I visited there for basketball. I know two people that played basketball there, and both of them called it Chemeketa. So I've called it Chemeketa my whole life. Yeah. Are you going to tell me I've been saying Chemeketa wrong?
I think we're,
is it Chemeketa?
A lot of follow-ups.
Everybody in Salem that I've met calls it Chemeketa.
A lot of thoughts, by the way, came in on the idea of going to a school that is a rival of a school you grew up rooting for.
Oh, yeah.
This is a funny one. Raised my nephew as a Duck fan. He's going to OSU for a program-specific degree. He asked me if he could still be a Duck fan, and we told him, nope, he's done. You're cut off, dude.
What are you going to do if Teddy Ballgame does something like this?
He go root for who you want to. Like, I'm okay with that. When it comes to actually going to college, like, by all means, go where you want. I won't.
Yeah.
He's going to be out of the house at that point. His childhood fandom doesn't have any. I'm okay with it.
You're not going to give him any grief? I feel like you got to kind of give him. You got to rip him a little
bit. I'll for sure poke the bear.
Like, you're not a real duck.
I will for sure poke the bear. That will happen. But yeah, if he's like, if he's 27 rooting for, I don't know.
But like, if Milt goes to Oregon and Teddy goes to OSU, you need to schedule a family dinner, not invite Teddy. When Teddy asks, why didn't you invite me? You go, birds of a feather, buddy. What do they do?
You know what's going to happen?
Flock together, Dad.
You know who's buying me dinner? Teddy, you're paying for the bill.
You're right, because he's a beef. He makes more money than you.
Construction management programs. Good there at Oregon
State. I walked right into that.
DeAndre Jordan, that one. I'm sorry.
Wyatt is the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Wyatt
is the leader in the clubhouse.
We need the old timey.
Yeah.
Wyatt?
It's a good blend of old and new.
I feel like that's right in your wheelhouse.
She was the one that threw it out, and I said, now you've piqued my interest. That's better than Conrad.
It's way better than Conrad.
Conrad was one of the names.
Okay. If your kid's name is Conrad, that's wonderful for you.
It's an odd topic to talk about name
selection. It's very
selection.
Strange.
I'll just say, I had a car conversation about this a couple weeks ago, and everybody's like, well, what name? And I was like, I don't know. I think like a Caleb, and I had a universal Caleb,
huh?
But like, I know Calebs.
You know, you like a Caleb?
But it was, no, I just know of Calebs.
Yeah.
So it was an awkward like.
You call him the Iceman? Get out of here, George. I'm the Iceman now.
Wyatt, huh?
That's leader in the
clubhouse.
Are you
picking a middle name? What are you guys doing for a middle name?
Dude, I don't know. I don't. We've got a long ways to go here. I'm trying to remind my wife every day of like, you know. Got 4 more months.
Wyatt.
Leader in clubhouse.
I don't even think there's a nickname for Wyatt. I think you got to say Wyatt every time.
No, not really a nickname, no. That's kind of what you do. Let's see here. All right, let me get back to my poll question of the day before we get Blue Line Brandon's thoughts on the Stanley Cup Final, which begins tonight in Raleigh.
Tommy D, another article by Jason Quick here about Tommy D's turnaround on the Hurricanes.
We got a quick Hurricanes Dundon article?
We do. I think it's very similar to Orem's of like how he did it and what he did. And
interesting.
I'll have to dive in. I just saw it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd prefer my owners to be good in other sports. I think it's a good, not the end-all be-all is if you're good at one, it means you'll be good at the other. But I don't know. I've never bought into this entire poo-pooing of being good in the NHL means he doesn't mean anything for the NBA. Which city would you rather live in, Sacramento or Salem? Sacramento with a slight lead, 57.1 to 42.9. I did. Some of the responses we got were hilarious. Because where did this go? Somebody responded and basically was like, I've only lived in two cities my entire life,
Sacramento and Salem.
And he voted for Salem. The guy voted for Salem.
I kind of get it, though. I've been to both.
I have, too.
I crapped on Salem a little bit jokingly, but, like, you have more around you. And, like, do I want to go to Stockton to get out of Sacramento or I want to go to Portland?
See, Sacramento's
there's not a surrounding, pretty isolated. Yeah, what's the biggest surrounding, like, closest surrounding metropolitan area?
Well, then it's San Francisco. It's about an hour and a half in, but you got to deal with nasty-ass traffic.
And toll.
It's like driving to Eugene. I'm okay.
I can go to Portland.
Yeah.
I get Salem, Portland, 50 minutes.
Salem, you're in Portland in less than an hour. You go to a Blazer game.
Or you can go to Stockton if you're in Sacramento and maybe get shot.
Do you email family or friends just to catch up? This is 100% no so far. Nobody has said yes so far, so the olds evidently aren't on Twitter right now. Before I get your esteemed Blue Line Brandon pick, let me just give you a quick little a glance at the Stanley Cup final, some numbers behind it and the history behind it. The Hurricanes finished 14 wins ahead of Vegas this year during the regular season. That is the largest win differential between Stanley Cup final opponents since 2002, the last time it happened, the Hurricanes were on the other side of it. They were 16 wins behind Detroit, and they beat the Red Wings in 5 games to win the Stanley
Cup. Now, did they beat the Red Wings beat Carolina in a cup, or is that the only cup they faced off in?
Oh, God. From 2002?
That was about the Red Wing era.
Like, Swag, you got anything from me here? I don't remember them.
For the Canes?
Yeah.
Did the Red Wings beat the Canes in a cup, and then the Canes got them back?
In 06?
You're thinking of
06.
The Penguins and the Red Wings, I believe, had back-to-back. That I remember.
I'm trying to remember when Detroit went from the Western Conference back to the Eastern Conference.
So, yeah, 2002.
02 is about the time I stopped following
Detroit
hockey.
Won the Cup over Carolina.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Carolina won theirs in 2006. They did not play again. Only one time.
Oh, okay.
Carolina beat Edmonton in the Stanley Cup final.
The Red Wings swept Carolina in that cup, right? Am I right? Or is it 5? Because I've been wrong on that, too.
Just who do you like tonight?
Oh, okay. Here you go. Game 1, Carolina.
Okay.
Game 2, Carolina.
Carolina, 2-0 lead.
Game 3, Carolina.
3-0 lead.
Game 4, Vegas.
Avoid the sweep.
Vegas, game 6, Carolina.
Carolina on the road, in the fortress.
Okay.
There's your corgi pick.
That's a hell of a corgi pick.
Spraggy pick.
We should have done that as a video for social media, me throwing balls at your face, you trying to nose them into a trash can.
No, hockey puck.
Oh, yeah,
stick
touché.
It in a trash can.
Yeah. Play a little slap shot regatta.
You like honey? Here's your sticking ball.
Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. We get the NBA Finals underway tomorrow. We'll see if any more blockbuster trades happen in the NFL after we're off the air today. As happened yesterday, we will see. Fun little show. If you missed any of it, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com. Thanks so much for being a part of our Tuesday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marangas next. You're listening to 1051 FM The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.